We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and continuing our conversation here today with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He is the superintendent of schools at USD 475 Geary County, and a lot going on here this week and the next couple weeks, really. We're going to talk next here. There's a big anniversary coming up, 20 years of career technical ed, and that is next week, right?
Yes, sir. We're actually celebrating 20 years of career technical education at the high school. We're going to bring in all of the individuals who help initiate the programs and the vision for the program. And I think it should be pretty exciting to give individuals an opportunity to just be recognized and to demonstrate our appreciation for all of the vision and the hard work that went into establishing and creating the program. Of course, it has evolved, and that's what should occur anytime you have a program of this magnitude. It should grow, it should evolve, and it has. And we're just so appreciative of all the individuals who were part of the implementation of it, and should be an exciting time, very exciting time.
And where is that taking place at? It's November 4th, I see, but...
It's going to be at the new high school, okay. And it will give individuals an opportunity again to visit the different classrooms, see the different programs, and just ask questions and just see where we are with our career technical education program.
All right. So that is, again, one aspect we've talked about here a lot, the career technical ed and all the great things that that's going to open up here for opportunities going forward. You also have the magnet program, and that I know you're very passionate about that, Dr. Eggleston. How's that working out?
Well, the magnet program has been really doing well. For the last couple of years, our district data has demonstrated growth with our student achievement. The entire purpose of it is just to present an alternate form of education for students. It is not punitive. It is just giving students an opportunity who want to approach education or learning from a different angle. And so we've been really promoting it. It's doing very well. It's at the H.D. Carnes building. If individuals need information, I would ask them to reach out to Dr. Perez, Nicole Perez, who is the principal there. We're taking applications now for the program. And again, if you are a student looking for a different learning using hands-on modules, this is the place for you. And again, our district data is demonstrating tremendous success for the students who are part of it. We just had from the Innovations Academy over at the H.D. Carnes building, our first student graduate who is in college and doing very well. And we're excited about that because all of our programs are aimed at helping students be successful after high school. And so just excited about all the work that's happening in the H.D. Carnes building.
That is a neat story there. Yeah, very cool to hear about that. I saw that news release come down last week from the school district. And that's the whole goal here, isn't it?
Absolutely. That is the goal.
Well, as far as other announcements here, we have a big football game coming up on Friday at Junction City High School, that beautiful new stadium there. On the east side of the building, and the playoffs get underway this week, as I understand.
Our football team is doing extremely well. Very proud of them. Coach Zimmerman is leading them in the right direction. I know we have one loss, but we recovered from it, learned from that loss, and he has the team again moving in a very, very positive way. Always excited about the way our young people represent the district, the band, the cheerleaders, the dance team, the athletes, all of the students. They just represent our district so well, and I'm just very proud of how well they conduct themselves. And their performances are just magnificent. I mean, just get thrilled to watch halftime when the band, and like I said, all of them are doing just a fantastic job.
Yeah, absolutely. Junction City going to play Campus this weekend. Campus is 1-7, Junction City 7-1. So you're in the same bracket as Manhattan. There's a good chance here that in 2 weeks, if everything pans out, the Junction City and Manhattan could play in the playoffs. How about that?
That would be fantastic. We would love to have that opportunity to redeem ourselves and get a win while we're in the playoffs.
All right. Well, we're all crossing our fingers here locally that that'll happen, and see what comes of that. Other announcements here that you might have. We're getting into November, so it's that time of year to start thinking about holiday schedules and such.
Well, we know we'll be celebrating Veterans Day. That's on November the 11th, so school will be out. And then, of course, the week for Thanksgiving, facilities will be closed. So we want everyone to be safe. We know that COVID-19 is still active out there. And so we just are going to ask everyone to be as safe as they possibly can, take all the safety measures. We want everyone to return to school immediately following the Thanksgiving holiday, back and healthy and ready to continue their educational opportunities.
Absolutely. And I see here, speaking of COVID, you were talking about it just briefly there. I did a really nice little COVID-19 appreciation thing here for employees.
We did. We gave all of our employees COVID appreciation stipend, $750, just to say thank you for their work. We know that these have been some stressful times, stressful moments on everyone. But our teachers and support staff and administrators have all done just an excellent job. They've been very resilient, and they're doing everything they possibly can to create a safe environment and supporting our young people. So really appreciate everything that our staff and employees are doing.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. And we're seeing COVID numbers starting to go down area-wide here. I don't know what the situation is right now as far as students out or in quarantine. Do you have a gauge on that right now?
Well, we have a COVID-19 meeting every Monday and Friday, and we look at our district data. We look at attendance. We look at our students who are in our test to stay program. We look at the number of students quarantined or positive. So we try to stay on top of those numbers and respond accordingly to do everything as always to keep our environment as safe as possible and just to keep everyone informed. So we send those numbers out district-wide just so that all of our employees are aware of what our numbers are. And really, it's just to reinforce that the mitigating procedures that we have, safety measures, are all, that they are working, that all of those measures are working, and that we just need to remain diligent.
All right. Well, lots of good information here today from Dr. Eggleston. Is there anything else I haven't touched on you want to get out there real quick? We got about a minute here.
Well, no, I just like to reiterate the Parent University, which takes place again Saturday morning from 9 until 11:30 at the H.D. Carnes building. We're inviting all of our parents to come out and be part of the conversation. Really excited about them getting this information. We will have someone from the FBI to come in and share just general information to make parents aware of incidents and information that's needed and helpful to them as far as them sharing and leading and guiding their students. So just really excited about this first event, and this will be one of several that we will have this year.
Okay, sounds good. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Eggleston. Thanks for making time for us today, and safe travels.
Hey, thank you so much, and take care, and I look forward to speaking with you next month.
All right, sounds good. That is Dr. Reginald Eggleston, superintendent of USD 475 Geary County Schools. Thanks to him. Thanks to John Cox up at USD 384 Blue Valley and Cliff Williams at USD 378 Riley County. We will have to rearrange some schedules next month because their next appearance will be the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure that school will be out for a lot of folks. So we'll get that rearranged. Coming up tomorrow, Pawnee Mental Health, Robin Cole will join us in the later part of the show. We're also going to talk to Dr. Timothy Schaefer, K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. We'll get some updates from both of those entities coming up tomorrow.